Which brings us to our second remembrance this week of Gerald Fishman, John McNamara, Wendy Winters, Rebecca Smith, and Rob Hiasen, all gunned down in the Capital Gazette newspaper office in Annapolis, Maryland yesterday. You'll be hearing a lot about their deaths. We wanted to tell you about their lives, starting today with reporter Wendy Winters, 65, a mother of four, and a self-described proud Navy mom and Girl Scout leader who made a mean s'more. She was also a youth mentor at her church. John Crestwell is associate minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church in Annapolis. So, Reverend Crestwell, she was a UU as well. We are so sorry for what sounds like a big loss to your flock.
Very big. The outpouring on social media is overwhelming. And her family is thankful for the love that's come forth.
Well, you know, she sounds like one of those people. And I say it with the biggest admiration. She sent out one of those Christmas letters, but it detailed every activity of every member in her family every month of the year. And she delivered it with a baked good. Someone, she said she became a reporter because of her experience as a mother instead of 4 years at J school. You know, just tell us more about her.
Yeah, I was the recipient of many of those cakes and fruit cakes at Christmas, and the letter that you're referring to. I look forward to them every year. Wendy is just one of those rare individuals that doesn't come along often. She was quirky in her own way, always had a wild story and a bit of gossip. She knew something about everything in Annapolis and just loved kids. It's evident by her children how outstanding they are. It's also evident when I shared with my son what happened. He broke down immediately. He's 23. One of my oldest son broke down, and because she had meant so much to him and so many kids, it's really, really a huge loss.
You'll be hosting a vigil for Wendy at your church later today, and then you're going to go from there to the Interfaith Community-Wide Vigil tonight at the West Annapolis Mall parking lot that's across from the Capital Gazette offices. That's at 7. What are you going to say? Yeah. What are you going to say? How do you make sense of this?
There's a lot I want to say because there's obviously grief, but there's also anger. We know this is another case of senseless violence and the violent culture that we live in. We know that this is a case of another relatively young white man that committed this atrocity, and we need to name it and discuss it. But I will celebrate her life, talk about how she lived into our seven principles, the first being the inherent worth and dignity of all people, and how she went bent over backwards to be a helping hand for everyone. I will hold the space with the other ministers and allow people to come up for prayer or meditation or to share words with the minister privately. And we will have music to help in another way for people to grieve and worship, to give thanks, to say goodbye.
John Crestwell, Associate Minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church in Annapolis, Maryland, thank you so much and so sorry again.
Thank you for having me.
And again, the other victims, Gerald Fishman, who wrote keenly crafted editorials, John McNamara, longtime sports reporter, friends say he could write, edit, lay out the pages, a real newspaper man, sales assistant Rebecca Smith, who described herself as dog mom, softball fiance, bonus mom to best kid ever, and longtime reporter Rob Hiasen, who had the same wit as his heartbroken brother, author Carl Hiasen.